Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. That's what we do. It's open phones every night here on broadcast radio, on online streaming, later on via podcast, and you can download it various different ways at freetalklive.com. There's, as usual, a lot to discuss here tonight, including the beginning of week number two of the Crypto 6 trial, COVID edition, because now witnesses are coming down with COVID, apparently, on the prosecution side.
Oh, that's an interesting development.
Yeah, apparently, I don't know, maybe there's like, it might be flu season, right? So, like, COVID is happening at that time, and or maybe people have the flu, but it's, you know, testing as though it's...
Do you mean to suggest that the masks that people are wearing in this courtroom are somehow... Not magically working? Protecting people from getting sick?
Right, people were saying that today. There's three people who've been exposed already who got COVID today.
Three prosecution witnesses have come down with COVID.
Four, because one of their attorneys got COVID.
Well, that doesn't count as a witness.
I know, but I'm saying people who are exposed to this courtroom.
Well, I don't know if it's the courtroom. I mean, like... Being an ally of the state, being evil, certainly seems to be a sickness.
No, you shouldn't say it about all four.
I mean, they're witnesses for the devil.
Not everybody who's a prosecution witness is a devil. Friends of ours have been prosecution witnesses.
No, I'm just saying this one is Renee. She got COVID.
Yeah, and she's...
Okay, I didn't know.
She's a friend.
Yeah, Renee's not the devil.
At first, I didn't know if I wanted to say who got COVID because it's not like my business, but...
I don't think it's basically
state
public secrets or anything.
Yeah.
It's public knowledge at this point. So that was how the day started, because Renee, my ex-girlfriend, she was on the prosecution's... She was on the stand on Friday, and the prosecution hadn't quite wrapped up their questioning of her. There was maybe a few more pieces of evidence they were going to introduce, but, you know, you got to go home when you got to go home.
Sure.
And so, you know, she was expected to resume her testimony today, but... That did not happen because she came down with COVID, apparently, over the weekend, and her attorney as well. Then maybe earlier, at some point this morning, it was announced that two other witnesses, a couple of the elderly folks that they were going to call in.
How will the cross-examining work in this case? Because presumably the prosecutors will be able to ask their remaining questions at some point. But, I mean, trials have a timeline, right?
Correct, yeah. So as long as if Renee gets better before the prosecution is done with their case... Then she'll be put on later, right? She'll resume her testimony later. If she doesn't get better, could mean a mistrial.
Yeah, that could be, because you have the right to cross-examine.
Correct.
Right. There's no way that it's going to just go on and the jury is going to deliberate without her getting cross-examined.
In theory, aside from the mistrial, which is seems like a likely option if Renee continues to have COVID for, you know, beyond when the prosecution is supposed to rest their case, the only other way...
Well, the science says she has to quarantine for 2 weeks, and the trial isn't expected to last that long.
That's what I've been saying. It's like the prosecution, I heard them talking today. They were just talking in open public space where I was allowed to be, so I can say this. They were like... She has COVID? What? Like, she needs to finish doing her thing. She needs to come here by Wednesday. Like, they were pissed.
Imagine the arrogance of that. As though God and the universe and nature and sickness can bow to the demands of the prosecutors.
And I said, it was me, the prosecutors, and Calvin in, like, the whole room. Maybe it's some other bureaucrats milling around. And I said out loud, I was like, imagine never standing up against the crazy... I'm paraphrasing. I don't know exactly what I said. Imagine never standing up against the overblown ways that we're treating COVID and then getting mad the one time it inconveniences you. And Seth Abrams' face was like red. You can tell when he's mad.
I think they still have to like consult with the CDC rules to see what sort of rules they have to follow in this case. So it's kind of up in the air. In theory, they could maybe avoid a mistrial by kicking the can down the road, but that would mean holding the jury like past Christmas, right?
And they could also try that whole you know, we instruct the jury to disregard Renee's testimony entirely kind of thing. But I know how human beings work.
I think we would call for a mistrial at that point anyway.
I absolutely would.
You can't unring the bell.
Right, but that's what judges and that's what the system is designed to do. Mm-hmm. The jury should strike that testimony from the record or whatever. It's like, that's not how people work.
I could almost understand that if she had given a full testimony and was cross-examined, and then for some reason it needed to be just to ignore that, extract that from your memory, but not only one side.
We can come back into Crypto 6 trial week 2, but we actually have a gentleman on the line who called in just before the show started, actually, so we're going to bring JG on the line. He's in Florida. Go ahead, JG, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Geezer's doing.
What's on your mind tonight?
All right, so I called in about the grooming last night, drag queen.
The what?
Grooming.
Grooming. So you heard me, man.
I didn't hear the show, though, so what happened?
Yeah, so I called in about the drag queen story hour and how they're grooming kids.
What's the drag queen story hour? Which one, or is that just one thing?
All right, so the drag queen story hour.
Where? Where is this happening?
Can you let me talk?
Yeah, let him go.
So they're saying that ultimately we suggest that drag pedagogy offers one model for learning, not simply about queer lives, but how to live queerly. So that's grooming right there.
Well, can you define grooming?
They're admitting that they're grooming kids.
What is grooming, sir?
Come on, man. Don't.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not really
thinking.
I want him to define the things he's talking about. What is drag queen story hour?
Well,
where is this happening?
We know what drag queen story hour is. This where they bring drag queens in to read stories to children at like libraries and stuff.
Stop trying to throw me off. You got
why is it grooming? You called in to say it's grooming. I want to know what you mean. What's grooming?
Dude, stop trying to throw me off.
Okay, dude, he's asking you a simple question.
Do you want to have a conversation? Because I'm asking you to clarify something you said. Or are you just here to give a speech?
You genuinely don't know what grooming is.
Do you know? That's why I'm asking you. Can you define the word that you're using?
Do I know?
I mean, I can go to the dictionary and I can find out what it means.
Oh, you guys are jerk-offs, man.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question. So when kids are taken to church by their parents, is that grooming?
All right, you guys are trying to justify that.
No. That's a simple question.
We only asked you a question.
Why are you asking me questions? Why are you, you know?
This is the conversation.
Yeah, that's what happens in a conversation, sir, when someone makes an assertion. Let me put you on hold because you obviously don't want to have a conversation. But let me just explain for people who don't know how to have a conversation what it entails. When you're having a conversation with another person and they aren't sure what you're saying, a good listener will ask a question to clarify. So I heard you make the assertion that drag queen story hour is grooming. Maybe it is. I don't really know what you mean when you say grooming. There is sort of a standard definition for grooming, and then there's what these ultra right wing, you know, whatever you want to call them, people on the internet are saying is grooming, which seems to be a much wider category. So I'm wondering what the actual definition, according to you, JG, grooming is. This is me being a, you know, trying to have a conversation and giving you the chance to explain yourself on national radio. I'm going to give you one more chance. Are you going to keep insulting us, or do you want to actually define the word?
Are you guys going to keep playing games?
Okay, goodbye. I tried,
that's
right?
That's sad, man.
I did try, right? Like
you did, absolutely.
Times.
Okay, since I know exactly what he meant by grooming, I'm just going to answer his stupid call. Mm-hmm. He says that telling kids learning how to live queerly is grooming them. I think it's like silly and maybe doesn't need to be like done. I think it's silly just because it's like, do people really need to learn how to have sex? No. Like, it'll happen. You don't really need to. And it's not just sex. I mean, it's like.
It doesn't hurt to kind of, like, show somebody the ropes.
And, I mean, being taught that it's okay to be queer and this is how you can exist without, you know, bothering yourself or without hiding yourself doesn't necessarily mean, hey, you should have gay sex with your buddies.
Then it's a weird title.
It's just hey, it's okay to be yourself, and if you want to throw on some makeup and a dress, that's fine.
Then it should be about, like, just being proud of, or being able to be who you are, you know, not live queerly, like, I don't know.
Yeah. So I actually have the definition of grooming, and let's compare that to what these conservatives are caterwauling about on the internet for the last, I don't know, year or however long it's been. Maybe it's been longer than that, but it's certainly been pretty big recently, where their definition just seems to be anyone doing something that with people that are younger than me that I don't like. We're coming up. It's free time.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, you can join the show here, bring up whatever you want. The number here is is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to get back into some updates from the very interesting day in court for Crypto 6 trial, day number 5, the beginning of the second week, COVID edition.
It's been really crazy. Like, I don't really have, like, any patience for calls like that, JG guy. That's why I wasn't being a very good host. I just don't give a crap what he thinks.
Well, I knew, you know, he was being a jerk, and I didn't think he was going to change, but I gave him the chance. You know, I wanted to give him the chance to explain himself. He called in to complain about Drag Queen Story Hour. And of course, we've covered this this topic here on Free Talk Live. It's one of the most watched, if not the most watched clip on our TikTok channel.
Oh, it's by far the most watched clip.
Which you can see over at tiktok.freetalklive.com, and that is, by the way, kind of a new thing. You can enjoy that over at, once again, that's tiktok.freetalklive.com.
It really makes me sad. I mean, if someone genuinely has these positions, that they're anti-drag queen, an anti-drag queen story hour, just whatever, in whatever capacity, I'd love to have a genuine conversation with them, but they have to be able to, as you pointed out, they have to be able to listen and answer questions. And you can be as hostile as you want, as long as you keep it FCC friendly. I don't care. You can hate me and hate drag queens all you want. I don't care. But have a conversation with us.
Yeah.
I know I'm not going to change your mind, and you're not going to change my mind, but there are listeners out there whose minds could be changed by this dialogue.
Well, the right now has a racist. The left's racist is the right's groomer. They finally have it, and they're using
it. Meaning they overuse this term, right?
They're like, I can shut down any conversation by calling a leftist a groomer. Finally, we have a racist.
Right, so that's a good point, right? So, like, people use the term racist where it doesn't apply. If you make a statement...
If you said you didn't vote for Obama, you were racist in 2008.
Or if you make a statement about a certain quote-unquote race or a group of people that is a stereotype... That is being accused of nowadays as racism, when it's not a racist thing to say, per se, that, you know, black people on average can jump higher or whatever, right?
Right.
Like,
that's, I mean, I'm from Mississippi, and I can tell you that, you know, black people on average like hot sauce, right?
Yeah.
That's not racism. That's
not racist.
Just an observation.
Right. If you have,
I like hot sauce, too.
If you say that black people are inferior because of a thing, or some other race is superior because of a thing, that's a racist statement. So the term racist has been getting applied all over the place, and now we're seeing it with groomer. You make a good point here, Bonnie. But let me give you the dictionary definition of groomer, which is what this guy refused to do. He just simply refused to define a term that he was asserting a thing was grooming, the drag queen story hour.
Which I'm not even positive that drag queen story hour is, like, some name of a thing that keeps happening. Or
it's a thing. Yeah, it's happened at, it's like libraries, right? Like, so a library...
Is this an entity? Is this, like,
no,
are they all the same
happens.
One? Or, like, why are they all naming it the same thing? Like, that's why I wanted to know, where was this?
It's just like story
names.
Hour at the library, except it's being...
They bring a drag queen in, and they read a story to some kids.
So then he shouldn't just be calling it drag queen story hour, he should be calling it at a drag queen story hour. See what I'm saying? Like, he's making it sound like it's
whatever.
Some entity.
I mean, it's getting semantic here. It doesn't matter. But the point is, with a drag queen story hour, what happens? Parents, I presume, bring their kids to the library, because this is intended for children, right? Like, this isn't for teenagers. It's for children. Right? So,
teenagers of any capacity aren't going to story hour at the library.
No. So, you know, it's parents bringing their children to the library because they can't drive themselves there. So, presumably, the parents are accompanying their children to the library to see this drag queen story hour. And so, the whole idea that the parents themselves are grooming their children. Let me give you the definition of grooming. So here it is. An act or instance of engaging in behaviors or practices intended to gradually condition or emotionally manipulate a victim over time, as through friendship, gifts, flattery, etc., in order to entrap the person in a sexually abusive or predatory relationship.
Even if every kid who ever attended a drag queen story hour ended up gay or whatever, that wouldn't meet that definition.
No.
Because it's just like becoming gay when you grow up isn't the same as being in an abusive relationship with that drag queen.
Number one, it's absurd to believe that going to a drag show or a drag queen story hour or whatever, encountering a drag queen in some way, is going to make a child gay.
Right.
That does not happen.
No, my grandmother freaked out about this when she found some pornography in my bedroom. Like, it was lesbian pornography. And she was like, well, that's the guy that's identified as a guy there. If he thinks this is okay, what's to stop him from thinking that two guys is okay? I'm like,
wow.
That's not how it works, man.
Maybe your grandma was just from a time she just didn't understand that, like, all guys like lesbian porn.
Well, maybe I can see where she's coming from, where, like, in her Christian worldview, two lesbians is as abhorrent and disgusting as two men.
Before God or whatever,
right.
Yeah.
Before God.
Well, and the fact is, it is okay, right?
Like, well, yeah.
It's okay. Your grandma was right about that. But it's not entrapping a person into a sexually abusive or predatory relationship for a parent to take their child to see not just Drag Queen Story Hour, but I would go and say an entire drag show. There's nothing per se sexual about it. And that's the thing with these conservatives is they seem to equate drag with sexuality.
Yeah, and I don't understand that at all, because it just sort of suggests, as you pointed out, that none of these people have actually gone to a drag show.
Way. All they've seen is some of the worst clips on libs of TikTok or whatever, things getting shared around, conservative media, all this alarmism about drag queens, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. The idea that a parent could even possibly groom their own child is pretty ridiculous. That's not
grooming.
I mean,
they could in a totally different environment. Like, if your dad was wanting to do gross things to you and was...
That would just be straight up sexual abuse, though, right? Like, you don't...
Yeah, but that would actually fall under grooming. Like, he was trying to make you do things that eventually when you got older, you would think, oh, this is just okay because I grew up doing this. That's what grooming is, and that's sick, and that's nothing like taking your kid to an entertainment.
It's got nothing to do with the drag queen, but
that's what I'm saying.
That's what the conservatives don't understand. It's that drag queen is... drag queening or whatever it's called. It's entertainment. It's just like taking your kids to the movie. Just like not all movies are appropriate for kids, neither are all drag shows. Just
That's
because
true.
Your kid is okay to go see the Lion King remake at the movie theater doesn't mean you should take them to go see, you know, Showgirls or whatever at the movie theater.
One should see Showgirls. It's supposedly a terrible movie.
I don't know. I've never seen it. But, you know, it sounds raunchy and, you know, it's... These are two hugely different types of entertainment, and they're both movies, right? They're both drag shows, yes, but there's huge difference. One is designed for kids, and one is designed for adults.
Well, plus, you know, even if there's a family, let's say there are some more liberal-leaning families that are more liberal when it comes to sexual education of their children, right? Like, they're open with talking to their kids about sex, for instance.
That would be a good thing, I would argue.
I think that is a good thing, honestly. They don't let, you know, force their kids to not see sex scenes in movies and things like that, right? Like, I grew up in a family where I was forced not to see those things. My family would send me down the hall. What did it make me want? I wanted to see the scenes even more, right? Like, it made me even more curious about what was going on. So maybe there are some families that are like that. To call that grooming...
Right. I've known people
ridiculous.
Like that my entire life, and it wasn't so weird. It's just like I grew up seriously at the tail end before things got crazy politicized. Like, my friend's parents had a picture of a nude woman in their living room, and me and my siblings were always like, oh, God, that's crazy. But it was just normal to them.
Yeah,
my mom was
just
German.
It's being open about nudity. It's being open about sexuality. And to these conservatives, anything about sexuality is grooming to them.
It must suck to live that repressed of a life.
Yeah, that's what this is coming from. Anyway, there's more coming up here. You can join the show. It is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
a suspect allegedly behind the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, is appearing in federal court. An explosion killed all 270 people on board, including 190 Americans. The Justice Department has led a decades-long effort to bring the alleged bomb maker to justice. After protests in November, COVID restrictions are changing once again in China.
China may be on the verge of lifting its most stringent COVID restrictions. An app that tracks people's travel between cities and provinces has been shut down. This comes after last week's announcement that China is ending things like near-constant testing and open-ended lockdowns. I'm Richard Johnson.
Week 14 of the NFL season wraps up with the Arizona Cardinals hosting the New England Patriots in Glendale, Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, welcome to the program. The phones are open, and you can join us here if you want. You can bring up anything. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we know, and you should know, that government schooling is a failed institution. One out of five graduates are functionally illiterate. 75% of high school students in government school are unhappy. 63% are disengaged. And according to the CDC, 19% of them are considering suicide. Government school is really that bad. What do? Well, get your kids out, number one. But you have to have something else, you know, another plan at that point. And Michael Strong, who is an acclaimed and globally known educator, has launched an online academy called The Socratic Experience, where students learn through philosophical dialogue and are engaged in a highly social and inspiring learning environment. This is the same elite education found at Oxford, but it's available for an affordable price. So go to SocraticExperience.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. And you'll get 20% off your first year's tuition. You can download the parent guide to learn more over at SocraticExperience.com/FTL, and you get that 20% discount. That's SocraticExperience.com/FTL. Class space is limited. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio tonight. Have we commented enough on the grooming drag show topic, or did you guys have more to say?
I mean, there's always more to say, but, I mean, we don't have anything. I mean, it's just us repeating ourselves at this point because there's none of these conservative foils to spout off with their nonsense. So, I mean, it's sad to me that we're even having this discussion because drag queens, they're not hurting anyone. They're just doing their thing.
It's all voluntary.
Yeah. As we mentioned countless times, you can take your kids to these things. You cannot take your kids to these things. It's really becoming an issue in the United States because we're more and more drag shows are being halted now. They're being stopped because of armed protesters assembling outside of them and things of that nature
That's
going
so
on.
That's so crazy.
That's just like really sad to me because drag queens are just like such a joy and fun time, and it's just like being stomped out by hate.
Proud Boys are doing this, as I understand it, and I saw this recently, and my thought was, well, did anyone actually ask these armed protesters why they're there? Because they look like Boogaloo Boys to me, and that's these, you know, Hawaiian shirt-wearing armed protesters, guys that are anti-government and so on. And if I saw at the drag show here in Keene a bunch of people standing outside of it with, you know, AR-15s and body armor, I would assume that they were there to make sure that there wasn't another mass shooting. Another
Could be
club
to protect Q. people.
Right,
sure.
That would be my assumption. I would expect it to be people like Matt Roach, who hosts the show on Thursday nights, and other people like that who were there to make sure that no one did anything stupid. So no one asked the Proud Boys why they were actually there. Of course, it's the Proud Boys, so we know why they were there, and it was to intimidate, but no one even bothered to ask, hey, what are you guys doing here? And if it had been me, obviously not right now, I would have just carried my own gun to defend myself, or I would have called up friends like Matt Roach, but like, hey, these armed guys are out here trying to intimidate me and my friends to prevent us from doing something that's not harming anyone. Can you come give us some support? But no one did any of that. It's easier to just to cry on the internet and
just leave people alone.
It's all overblown nonsense.
And it's just, it's also virtue signaling.
Yes.
It's right-wing virtue signaling.
Virtues, yeah.
Because they're going out there being like, I will protect the children. And it's like, what are you protecting them from? And it's so cringy.
What would you like to see happen, conservatives? Do you want to prohibit drag shows and force parents who would you know, be open-minded enough to send, you know, to take their kids to a drag show to go to prison, steal their children from them, or something like that? Because that is a really dark road to go down, to say that the government should have the ability to kidnap people's children because their family may have a different set of values than you. That's ultimately what the argument is, and it's ridiculous. And the same thing could be said sort of on the reverse of, well, some people think sending your kids to church is a bad thing to do and abusive towards children. Does that mean the people that think that it's abusive to send your kids to church, which may be more people on the left that see things that way, should be able to steal children and kidnap children from conservatives who want to go to church with their kids? Of course not. But if you open the door to being able to steal people's children for, you know, having different values, oh, you want to talk about a Pandora's box. That's a scary road.
And it's clearly just an attempt to, like, enforce heteronormativity because it's just like, no one has ever even thought of saying, like, is there anyone underage at a Britney Spears concert that's grooming? If so,
probably
because she's 90% literally up there
of the audience.
Yeah. I mean, she's not performing anymore, but I'm just saying, like, in, like, 2000.
Back in the day,
when she was performing, was anybody like, I will not talk to anyone who brings their kid to a Britney Spears concert? Like, was anyone saying that? Was anybody calling those people groomers while she was up on the stage half naked with a snake on
that's
her saying, I'm a slave for you?
That's probably because those guys think Britney's hot. Oh, yeah, she's hot.
It's just like, it's like, It obviously has something to do with the not being straight aspect.
That's a good point.
You make an excellent point. And I hate using the phrase heteronormative, but it is a thing, right? And you're absolutely right. When they got upset about the, I don't know, some movie, maybe it was Beauty and the Beast that had two girls kissing or something along those lines. There was some Disney movie made recently that had some gay kissing or lesbian kissing or something like that.
I don't remember.
And these people were on the internet up in arms. This is grooming. This is, they're corrupting kids. But none of them had that issue to level about heterosexuals in kids' movies kissing or hugging or whatever. Because there have been plenty of entire plots built around man falling in love with woman.
And kissing her like Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, or, yeah, excellent example, or Little Mermaid. The entire plot's about this girl falling in love with this dude. But if you reverse either one of their genders, they start screaming grooming. And I think it says a lot about their ulterior motives if they can look at these two men kissing or these two women kissing and think that's grooming, but they're totally okay with men and women kissing in kids' movies. They're the ones who seem to be wanting to condition kids to accepting that it's okay for men and women to kiss. And sure, that is okay. But if it's okay, you don't have to teach the kids this. They'll figure it out for themselves. Ultimately, I'm arguing what they claim to be arguing, which is, look, just let them be kids. They'll figure this out as they get older and let them be free to do that.
If you want to join the show here tonight, the number is 603-283-6160. We were talking at the very beginning of the show before that guy called in about so-called grooming. We were talking about the Crypto 6 trial, which Bonnie and I attended today, along with, I would say, a record number of people. There were the pews, or whatever you want to call them,
at the
court.
Yeah.
We're not quite full on the defense side, but they were the closest
they
come.
Chris counted, and I didn't hear what he said, but it was definitely like 20.
Really? That many? Okay, that's really good.
But there was also reporters.
Okay.
So they're there for
you. Can't tell the difference if you're on the, if you're on the jury side, you can't tell who's who per se. Generally, you would think government supporters sit on the right and defense supporters sit on the left.
It's curious.
Right? Yeah. Well, it's because the sides are clear, right? You're in court. Right? Like you're.
Oh, yeah. The prosecutors are on the right side. Yeah.
It's a game, and your life hangs in the balance.
Oh, and they don't like when you go sit behind them and breathe loudly.
You want to talk about that?
Well, the head FBI agent in charge of this entire case, her name is Catherine Thibault.
The one who lied about you.
She lied about not knowing me, and it made sense in the.
Not knowing who you were.
Yeah, it was a lie. Like. I'm the only one that can really say for sure it was a lie. It's not like I have receipts. But she walked up to me during the raid and said, Ian Freeman's girlfriend, Bonnie Cruz, and then she denied knowing that anyone else lived in the house. And
under oath, she denied it.
She lied. I know that she lied. And, anyways, so she had a little minion with her all day. Like she looked like Caroline from SBF.
I don't know what any of that means.
SBF is Sam Bankman fraud. He was the guy from
Freed.
FTX. She looked a little bit like that girl. Very
so like
young.
Who?
Caroline, it was SBF's girlfriend. There's a picture going around. She's really like mousy, small glasses, and everybody is joking like, "Wow, she's the ugliest girl to ever climb her way up the corporate ladder to a billionaire or whatever."
This one was like, to me, she looked like a Fed. She had the Fed khakis on and was hanging around with this special agent. So she's probably like a young Fed in training or something.
Already kind of like, you know, sketched out, like looking around and stuff. Anytime I made eye contact with her, it was kind of weird. But after what I'm about to tell the audience about, she was literally just like terrified, like paranoid.
Good hook.
Yeah, she tried to spy on us. Well, did spy on us during lunchtime as well. Came to the same restaurant as us and sat one table away. More coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you want. We are talking about today's Crypto 6 trial developments. We've just kind of been... haven't gotten into the meat of it yet, but there's all kinds of interesting things that have been happening there. I see Bonnie and Aria in the studio tonight, but just happened to mention in the last segment that Sam Bankman-Fried, or Fried, or whatever, I prefer the term Bankman just in general for him, because he was the guy that ran the FTX trading platform in the cryptocurrency world that went down spectacularly about a month ago, just maybe about 5 weeks ago at this point. And
that recently, wow, yeah.
Yeah, it was the beginning of November when that happened.
It has dominated headlines. It's been quite a story.
Yeah, it really has, and that's because there's been a lot of fallout. There were a lot of other companies that were sort of associated with FTX.
There was lots of interesting, weird details more people dug.
Yeah, it was a really strange situation, and a lot of people could not understand why he had not yet been arrested, given that there's literally billions of dollars that he essentially stole from people and used for his own purposes.
Not to mention the hacking that was going on right before they collapsed.
Yeah, where it was actually right at the collapse had already happened, and then they filed for bankruptcy, and then they were hacked immediately after the bankruptcy.
And all their crypto just happened to be stolen.
Yeah,
and,
pretty much.
Well, that's the government, shady.
The government is like, oh, that seems totally normal. That happened to the Pentagon right before 9/11. We know how that goes.
But now he has been arrested, so we just happened to bring him up earlier in the last segment. And
I didn't know he was a U.S. citizen. I didn't think his company was subject to the U.S. Why the hell was he in the U.S. with all of this going on?
He was in the Bahamas.
But he's a citizen, right? But his parents are professors here.
Yeah, they live here. So
if he had any sense, he would have been in Russia or Taiwan or somewhere.
He had time to get there, but no, he stuck it out in the Bahamas and now is under arrest. Bahamian so-called authorities have arrested him, and he's expected to be extradited to the United States. So that's where that one stands right now. They have not yet unsealed the indictment against him. That's expected sometime in the morning. So this is breaking news. This just the news has just come out within the last hour.
So there you go. There's the update on Bankman. You know, as I commented recently, I appeared on a show called Coin Fugazi. He interviewed me right before the trial started, and that episode was just released a few days ago. As I commented, I don't think that it's going to be justice to put Bankman in prison.
No.
Right? Like, I don't think that's the solution here.
So people get more dollars stolen from them?
Just... Right. Then taxpayers are forced to pay for his room and board for 30 years or however long he ends up going
away. And no one gets their money back.
And who knows? He may end up just getting a plea deal and doing, you know, a few years probation when all this is said and done. Because he certainly has plenty of political connections, right? This guy's paid... millions of dollars, dozens of millions. I think he gave $40 million to the Biden campaign or something.
He did the same to Republicans, too, it turns out.
He gave a lot of money to them, too.
But I'm of the opinion that justice can never be attained by putting people in prison or using any sort of retribution methods. Once something is done, it can't be undone. And I understand the desire to make people pay or give some sort of retribution.
People always want some sort of skin. They want some kind of blood out of someone. And it just doesn't make things... It doesn't make you whole. Right,
like
it,
I'm convinced it never can.
Right now, maybe there could be some sort of a judgment against him, saying, you know, you owe $2 billion or whatever the amount is to all these victims, and good luck paying it off. Right, like you can't get blood out of a stone. He may have some few millions left or whatever,
even if he does pay back every single cent, it's never going to undo the damage of some of these people who at least temporarily believe that their entire life savings had been wiped out.
Yeah.
And even if they have it back now, that's years off their life from the stress of having, you know, their entire life savings liquidated.
So that's just as an aside. To get back into the trial, you were talking about this Fed, this young Fed, Bonnie, that was in the trial today. I don't think she was there previously. At least
this is because they have seen her.
Other than being a Fed.
She's
right?
Just so, like, mousy and scared looking. It's not like having glasses makes her ugly, but she just looks like she, like, uses the glasses to hide behind. Like,
she's better looking than Bankman's girlfriend, but similar.
Similar.
Future killer, though. I mean, if she's that scared and easily intimidated, it's just a matter of time before she fears for her life.
Right.
Oh,
it was a gun.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And she shoots someone or their dog or something.
Yeah, so
She's new enough to where she's still kind of cute, but you give her 10 years, she's going to be a hag. She's going to be just terrible.
She just has, like, a low blonde ponytail, too. She's not, like, trying to look cute.
Working with the devil will do that to you.
Yeah, exactly. It'll suck away her soul.
So I had noticed her this morning because I just hadn't seen her yet. So I had, like, made eye contact with her a couple times just because, like, you look around the courtroom and I'm sitting in the front every day. So
she's sitting on the Fed side. So that's the first bad sign, right? It doesn't necessarily mean you're with the Feds, but it usually does.
So every time I would, like, look towards her, she looked at me immediately, but it wasn't like she was, like, really, like, scared yet. Mm-hmm. And then during lunch, we go to this Italian restaurant that's right across courthouse because it's just, like, it's such an inconvenient place in Concord, the courthouse. Like, if we left and went to go eat somewhere and came back, Ian would be late.
Yeah.
So it's, like, convenient.
How long do you get for lunches?
The jury gets an hour, but I don't get an hour because I got to be back to meet with my attorney. And usually, like, sometimes the judge talks to the attorneys after the jury leaves, so it eats into the hour.
Sure.
So, yeah,
well,
I'm 40 minutes.
If you're going to have a sit-down meal, an hour isn't an enormous amount of time.
Right.
Anyway.
And if you got 40 minutes, then the only way it can be done is if Bonnie leaves the court early and goes and puts an order in for me.
So,
this restaurant. And the restaurant's literally across the street. So then I can make
it
back in time.
It's really good.
It's fine.
So we go to this Italian restaurant across from the courthouse, and we're like, everybody, all the supporters that were there at the court that day were
in there. Chatting it up as usual.
We're taking up about three tables, and then Ian was like, just don't forget there is a Fed over there, like, because, you know, people like to have conversations without Feds listening, not any nefarious reason.
Mm-hmm.
And
but libertarians should know better. There's always a Fed listening.
It could be in your own group.
But it wasn't like there was some kind of horrible conversation. It's just like,
no,
she's
but
clearly
libertarians
watching.
Are also really bad about saying things they shouldn't say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For people who should know better, they sure do talk a lot.
So anyways, like, we were all just like, that's weird. It's like, not only was she just in the restaurant eating, she was, like, by herself, even though she hadn't been by herself all day, so, like, Tebow didn't come with her. And she's like facing us. Yeah. She is Tebow's minion. And she was like facing us, sitting, you know, it was just weird. And then
I was going to sit with her.
Ian was, see, I didn't want to do anything in the restaurant because I like the restaurant and the people there, and we're going to be there all the time. I don't want to give these people a hard time.
No, it's just been being nice. Hey, you're sitting here by yourself. Right? You seem lonely.
I thought about going over to her and just asking what was up, but...
Would you like to join us? There's a seat.
I didn't want any kind of... Like, what if she was just like, hey, get away from me? I don't know. I didn't want to cause a scene.
Well, then I would have gotten away from her, but like...
There's no scene to go ask somebody if they want company. There's no scene there.
She was just a weirdo. I don't know how to explain it. She gives me like vibes. Like she would not deal with that
one. She was on her phone listening to what we were saying.
It's almost a lost opportunity. But like, hey, look, we're humans. You're human. Mm-hmm. Let's break bread together, as they say. And maybe literally, because it's an Italian restaurant. There's probably breadsticks.
Yeah.
This was much better. So when we got back to the courthouse before the court date, or before it started again, it was just like people start filing in before it originally or officially starts. Tebow and that girl are sitting there talking blah 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 back and forth, you know, and not like whispering either. Like I could kind of hear voices, at least I couldn't hear what they were saying or anything. And it might have been suggested that two could play at her game, so I went over and I sat right behind them, and then they were like stiff. And I was just
like, they stopped talking when you
said that? They didn't stop talking, but they started whispering. Like, there was no way I could hear anything, and I was sitting right behind them, like, you know, like, making it obvious I was there. And then Tebow stands up, goes out and gets this female bailiff person who's been there,
mm-hmm.
and gets the person to tell me, hey, sir, you can't sit there. I actually need to sit there. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
So I said, okay, and I moved over one seat. And she was like, I need to keep my bag with all my papers there. And I just stood up and looked Tebow like I was a foot away from her. And I was just like, oh, you don't like being surveilled? Why did you surveil my house for 3 years and then lie about me on the stand? And she was just like glaring. I've never seen a more angry demon face, except for like the day of the raid when she gave me an angry demon face while holding coconut.
Wow.
I didn't think they'd be able to just like, hey, these aren't assigned seats.
Right.
You don't get to reserve the seat, right? Uh-huh. Like, I could sit here if I want to.
I would have pushed the issue if I actually wanted to sit there, but I wanted to eventually move anyway because I need to see the screens and stuff.
Yeah. They're like, all right, well, no problem, dude. There's a seat right here. You can sit right beside me. I don't bite.
Apparently, Mark Edge chewed her out as well, the head agent, Katie Tebow. He gave her a chewing a few days ago. This was last week, outside of the court, sort of in the hallways, because she's ruining people's lives.
Yep.
All over. That's what they do. Cryptocurrency, which is the big takeaway today. We'll get to the big takeaway coming up in hour number two. The big takeaway is this has never been about protecting the elderly from online scammers, which is the way they've sort of pitched this case all the way up until today. This is Free Talk Live.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.